Ko taku hoa e nai nei, ko Nona Peltier. Do you feel like you've won bronze as well, Nona?
Not really, but I was very excited to see some people have won,
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, let's get down to business. Things are heating up between the country's two carpet retailers. What's this all about?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So Cavalier Carpets, people know Cavalier, they've basically been transitioning to Cavalier Bremworth over the last year. They've decided to play to their strengths and really focus on their natural fibers, the wool fibers that they use in their in carpeting, and move away from the synthetic, just because that's a little niche that they can use to help their business along. It's been really tough for the wool industry in New Zealand over recent years, as I'm sure many of our listeners are aware. Anyway, they have been quite aggressive in their marketing of it. And one of the things they've been claiming is that, you know, having synthetic carpet is really like having 150 kilograms of plastic in your home and about like the equivalent of 22,000 single-use plastic bags. So that's kind of a way of capturing the imagination of the home buyer. If they're going to buy carpeting, what should they buy? So Godfrey Hirst, which is a much bigger company and also produces wool carpeting as well as synthetic, say that's misleading and that's just not on. And so they wrote to Cavalier and said, you need to stop that, and you need to tell your retailers they're no longer allowed to make such claims because it's a breach of the Fair Trading Act. But Cavalier took no time really to respond and say, forget it. We are well within our rights. The claims are fair. And yes, okay, our carpets are backed with synthetic material. But when we talk about wool versus synthetic, we're talking about what's under your feet, what you feel. And what you feel when you walk on a Cavalier carpet is wool, not synthetic. In any case, I'm sure we haven't heard the end of this.
Yeah, so the big guns are at war. Okay.
I'd say.
Let's talk about small firms then having to wait longer to get paid. What's the reason for that?
This is an interesting one. This is a survey that was done by BetterCo talking to the small and medium-sized businesses. And it seems that there are some businesses that are not paying their bills regularly. So it used to be 30 days. Some have slipped to 40 to 60 days. And you might think, well, is it because they don't have any money? No, apparently it's not that. It's because they have better things to do with their cash. They're investing it in property and other business opportunities at the expense of, you know, companies that really need that money. So it's not on. Like, pay your bills, man. That's all I can say. Pay your bills.
All right. Let's take a gold medal style sprint through the markets.
All right. Let's do that. So look, our index had fell 0.5%. That's 63 points down to 12,673. Now, it's interesting. So New York Wall Street finished the week in record territory. And so Asia is now like at a 7-month low. And the reason why is that the money is just moving itself back to the U.S., trying to get in on the action and away from emerging markets. And so we've been sort of following that trend down. Anyway, but the dollar is steady, 69.7 U.S. cents, 94.8 Australian and 50.7 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business.